Support comes from Orthopedic and Spine Center, treating joint and back pain and sports-related injuries without the need of a referral from your general practitioner. Appointments at 757-223-9811.
I talked to James McMurtry about his latest album, The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy. He said the title cut is related to his father, the author Larry McMurtry, who passed away in 2021.
After my father passed away, he had had dementia for some years, and my stepmom, Faye, asked me if he'd ever talked to me about his hallucinations, and he never had. She said, well, he never mentioned The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy. I said, no, but I'm taking that. I just applied those to a fictional character. It's not, the song's not really about Larry. I like the characters, so that's what I use them.
The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy don't ever do any harm. They make no messes and they make no noise. There's no cause for alarm. To them being around the place, I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna miss them if they ever go away. There's such a part of me now.
Another song comes from his admiration of Kris Kristofferson, who died last year.
You know, with art in this country, and probably a lot of countries, you know, it's not encouraged. You know, we admire artists, but we don't want our kids to pursue that. We don't consider it to be a real job or a real pursuit. I go into that a little bit, and there's a song on there called Back to Coeur d'Alene, which this story is sort of like a young filmmaker in L.A. trying to get a foothold. I finished the song after Kris Kristofferson died. He was like one of the major influences on my songwriting growing up. He was really the first artist that was identified to me as a songwriter. I didn't know until after Kris passed away that he had been disowned by his family for choosing to be an artist rather than stay in the military. But he resigned his commission to go to Nashville and be a songwriter, and his family just cut him off. It comes up in the last verse of that Coeur d'Alene song. There's a bridge which goes on to, you know, why do I feel like a criminal for giving it a good long shot, you know?
Why do I feel like a criminal for taking a good long shot? If my chances are minimal, I'm still giving it all I got.
Sarah Jarosz joins him on a beautiful song called Annie.
We cut the track in Austin. It sounded like she ought to, have her vocal and banjo on it. So she did a brilliant job. I've toured with her. I've done some dates with her. And actually, Charlie Sexton introduced us at the Continental Club when she was like 16.
Annie, what you doing in Nebraska? Does anybody know what's going on? Annie, what you doing in Nebraska? Trade centers gone. Trade centers gone.
Don Dixon, who produced one of McMurtry's albums in 1995, returns for this album.
Don Dixon, he produced the record, and I trust his instincts. I produced a few of them myself, kind of in the middle of my career, because nobody else wanted to do it. So I had to learn, you know, basic production. But then after a while, I kind of used up all the tricks I'd learned from the producers I worked with early on. So it was time to go back to producer school. Thought I'd revisit Mr. Dixon's homeroom for this one.
I ain't any business being in this business anymore.
McMurtry returns to Hampton Roads to play a show at the Annex in Norfolk on September 21st and will bring his touring band, who played on The Black Dog and The Wandering Boy, for a night of unparalleled storytelling with a healthy dose of bite.
Who were my grandmother's friends? Used to play bridge every Tuesday at 10. Who were the neighbors next door? When I was still crawling on the floor. Who were my grandmother's friends? Used to take me fishing every now and then. Who were the neighbors next door? I can't call you up and ask you anymore.
The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy by James McMurtry. It's the album of the week on Out of the Box. Listen for it Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5, and on demand at whrv.org/out of the box. I'm Paul Shagru. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Orthopedic and Spine Center. Their open MRI can alleviate much of the claustrophobia many people experience with closed bore machines. Appointments at 757-223-9811.